You are listening to your wrestling podcast fix, new weekly episodes of The Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million, I don't know how much.
What?
Cody Parkey's getting
what?
Paid. But that little
what?
From South Florida can't make it.
What? What?
Tick for his
what?
Life. I mean, how much?
How, what, look, what?
Money we gotta pay this.
How, what, look, what? What?
How much
what
opportunity do you
what
need? How many
what
missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna
what
hit this year? 11! 11! That's how many! 11! Fuck you, Cody!
You got at least 3/4 of your life to go. That's 3 more lifetimes to you. So don't blow it. Don't do drugs. If you're doing it, stop it. Get some help.
Fuck you!
Okay. Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. This is Fran.
This is DB Richards.
This is JCL.
For another episode of
Enziguri Podcast. Yay. So next week we'll have Brian Socia from the Chick Magnets on.
Isn't that the guy from SCW? There's a guy named Brian Socia from WSCW.
Oh, the radio station. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's the same guy. I didn't even realize that. He was in ECW, eh?
Yeah, he was with the Chick Magnets, Mozart and Tobin.
I don't remember the Chick Magnets.
I
remember them, but I don't... Wow. I don't remember wrestling like that. You want to know why? Because I don't fucking love wrestling like you do.
Brian Sosa retired a long time ago due to injuries and all that, but I would like to know some of his greatest moments that he did wrestle... in WWE for a second, did a couple skits with Big Show and JBL and Crime Time. And I bet he will tell us the story about him sitting down, eating with Triple H. That would be cool.
Yeah. Remember that time that I was eating with Triple H? So much better than Gangrel sleeping in the back of the car.
I don't know, I was trying to... Yeah.
We didn't
this
talk.
This is what they were.
You don't have to pull up a picture of them. But
I was trying to make it easy for you if you try to remember.
I just remember Mozart because he's a big Bret Hart mark, and so are you.
Yeah.
So I figured that you would appreciate that.
So, yeah, I knew Brian.
Look at the look of... JCL had the most thrilled look on his face. He was like, you motherfuckers woke me up for this podcast, and you're going to pull up a picture of that Chick Magnets.
No, like... Yeah, he's going to come on next week, 8 o'clock. I mean, it'd be great. I've been hanging out with him last week. It was nice seeing him again. And
well, that's good. That's cool.
He's part of my family. Yeah, he's on 93.7 in Delaware. And what is it? WSTW?
Yeah.
I don't know the
You're
name.
Like, I don't listen to radio stations. I'm a Spotify person.
I am a Spotify person. No, I do listen to him once in a while.
Which
on the show.
Which technically is radio, but...
Yeah, Spotify is
internet
radio.
Instead of FM radio. Whatever.
But yeah, it's going to be awesome having him on. And we can see where his love of wrestling came in. Maybe he can tell you the story of him running around backstage, like outside watching ECW and stuff like that. Dude, there's so many stories by this guy.
Oh man, I want to hear the story of him waiting in line at the ECW show. A trash, like, flew off the top of the... Actually, that was a story before that one of my friends was talking about. He said he was waiting at the ECW... This is my fart. He was waiting at the ECW arena, and everybody was like, man, it's fucking cold out here. And it was, like, really windy, and all of a sudden, it was, like, raining trash on everybody. It was like... So this is what Jerry Lawler was talking about. This fucking bingo hall!
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the one Topo was supposed to come on today. I think something came up. See if he wants to reschedule this week and maybe do something a little bit fast. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, we're going to do something about Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom.
I haven't had plans because I had plans to do an interview and I didn't watch it. I
but
would have called up today.
Live, breathe wrestling.
Yeah.
It should just come to you. Like, okay, this dude, we're at the Chinese buffet, and just trying to have our peace and quiet, and he's like, "Ooh, look at this video." And it's a video of like people outside at a wrestling show just walking around. I said, "I don't like dealing with this stuff at wrestling shows. Why do you think I want to watch it while I'm eating Chinese buffet?"
Because I love wrestling.
I love wrestling too, but I don't love
wrestling.
Yeah,
you can watch Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, you can love...
Because I had planned to watch it if I wasn't gonna...
Because he loves Vince Russo, bro. And Vince Russo thinks that people that watch wrestling at 3 o'clock in the morning are stupid idiots.
Yeah.
No, I was up and I didn't know if you were gonna watch it or not.
I'm up till 8 o'clock in the morning. Of course I'm gonna watch it so I can watch Jericho and Omega and... everybody
but
else.
Yeah, it's on my TV, so I had to sit down and watch it later. But the only thing I saw so far was the Ospreay match, and that was fucking amazing.
I figured the first match... Okay, so here's another story for you. So, we're talking about Wrestle Kingdom. Actually, DB over here mentions it. Excuse me. And he goes, "How do we forget about Wrestle Kingdom?" Or it was like, "You know, we forgot about Wrestle Kingdom." I said, "No, we didn't. We just... didn't really talk about it nearly as much as we could have." And then it was like, "But you don't even watch Japanese wrestling." And he goes, "But I like Jericho." And I said, "So you're not arguing that you don't like Japanese wrestling, because you didn't say, 'Oh, I'll watch.'" But then later on we talked about it. You're like, "I watched a couple other matches." Well, you didn't say that before. And that's why people get confused.
I'm sorry. I'm picky about who I watch.
How can you be picky about... I mean, you like Marty Scurll, or you know, actually
I like Cody too.
Yeah, Cody, the best bout machine. As a matter of fact, he had one of the worst matches, but wasn't it because he had an injury?
Yeah.
So there was a excuse for him.
Don't get me wrong. I like certain people. I like Zack Sabre Jr. I didn't get into the whole Japanese wrestling wise guys. I don't know their names. I know Okada now because you guys taught me who he is.
But you don't need to, but here's the thing. This is what we're trying to get to. You don't have to follow, and you don't have to, like, be extremely knowledgeable of every single Japanese wrestler. Because half of them were like, "I think I remember that guy's name." And then you go, "Oh, that guy." Like, then you kind of recognize him after a while. But it's mainly because of their style of wrestling. Their style of wrestling... Okay, so Undertaker just did a interview recently. I guess he's more open to doing off character interviews.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said that, you know, the style these days, it's more spot-based. There's no psychology.
There's no storytelling.
But that's what New Japan is all about.
It really is.
Like, I mean, during the Omega match, or the Omega... Yeah, during... What's the guy's name? Tanahashi?
Yes.
Yeah, during their match... There was a couple of times where it was like, man, I really can't tell whether or not he's legitimately hurt here because they're playing it off so well. Mm-hmm. And it made for a really good match. But
the storytelling leading up to that, their match was brilliant. The whole Tanahashi's embodies like the original traditional Japanese wrestling style, and Kenny Omega is like the newcomer that's trying to usher in a new era of stuff that maybe the old school's not really agreeing with too well. I loved the whole dynamic.
And Don Callis was brilliant. I loved his commentary during that match. We'll get to that shortly. There was I personally can't talk about it because I only saw like maybe the last four or five matches, so like I missed the first half. But
you missed the Will Ospreay match.
Yeah, I forgot which match I picked it up on. It was it's like the junior heavyweight title match or whichever one that was.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question. The match before, well, Ospreay's match, it was like the trip...
The tag team match?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't understand it. It was like a gauntlet?
They do tag team title matches differently than WWE does.
Okay. So who won that? I totally... Wasn't that...
It wasn't... It wasn't G.O.D., I know that for a fact. I don't know if it was Chaos. But I think it was the other group. I forgot their names, though.
Killer Elite?
No, not Killer Elite.
I totally missed the ending of that. Because I was like... stupid phone wanted to kick out on me every time, and I was trying to get back to it. And...
The one match that, how was it? It was Okada versus Jay White. I don't know what it is about Jay White. I don't like him. I think I don't like him because he's such a good heel. He's just very easy to hate. And he fucking owned Okada.
Yeah, that
would... Would it be somebody that I would enjoy?
Probably.
It's
not often they make Okada basically in a squash match.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, no, like his attitude.
Jay White. Yeah, you would love...
I would love
him. He's now the new leader of the Bullet Club.
Okay, okay.
Well, the Firing Squad Bullet Club, not the Elite Bullet Club.
Oh, gosh, someone... It's like...
Well, the Elite's no longer part of the Bullet Club, period, but, like...
I got what you're talking about. It's like NWO Wolfpack, NWO Black and White, NWO Gray and White.
No, they don't... No, they don't have multiple versions of it. They just kick out old members and just keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's never a time where there's like a flood of like people at once. If there's too many people, they'll kick people out. So that's one of the reasons why they've been able to stay so relevant.
Yeah,
because like they don't overkill on the people like that they have in the group.
Gotcha. They
just keep like the core people, and bring in a new guy and then usher in someone who's probably already out the door anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So I. Like, ever since watching, like All In and all, I'm falling in love with guys like Hangman Page. I thought his match at All In was amazing. You know what I mean? Did he wrestle at this pay-per-view?
No, I don't think so. Well, I could double-check with that.
If he did, I think it was pre-show. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay. So, I'm trying to figure out, like, going Bull Club history, you know what I mean? So, the person that founded it was
Prince Devitt.
So, that's Finn Balor.
Yep.
So, who started with him?
It was Prince Devitt, Gallows and Anderson, okay. And G.O.D., if I'm correct.
What is G.O.D.?
That is Tama Tonga and his brother.
Yeah, he's
okay, Tama Tonga, yes.
He's been in the entire time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, okay. And then... Then Finn left in 2014,
AJ
came in 2014 and took his place.
And eventually they kicked AJ out and brought Kenny.
Okay.
And now
Kenny came the Bucks.
When did Cody Hall get in there?
Cody Hall, that was... He just kind of got thrown in there.
Yeah, he was just like that one member that was just there to be there.
It's like, oh cool, Dad, I can do this too now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, if you didn't know, I put the too sweet symbol. Okay, then Kenny came in 2016 with Tenga. Okay, Adam Cole. When did Adam Cole come in?
Adam Cole was before, like, Adam Cole got kicked out and then they put Marty in.
Okay. So Adam Cole wasn't leader of the group.
I don't think so. He was just a prominent member.
And then Marty came in, and then Cody.
Then Cody.
Okay.
Then Civil War between Cody and Kenny for the rights. And then when they finally just, like, cashed it out, then Tama Tonga and his crew basically took over. And that's when it split into two.
Okay, and then Hangman Page came in at what time?
I think probably around the same time as Marty.
Okay. That's kind of cool. At least I'm learning something. And now it's Jay White leadership. And who's in there with him?
It's basically all the original members.
Okay.
What's the whole storyline with, what's his name, Ghetto?
Who?
Or the guy with White, his manager or whatever.
I don't really know the whole story. All I know is Jay White was originally part of a stable with Okada called Chaos. Chaos is basically like the arch nemesis of the Bullet Club. And eventually he betrayed Chaos and with that Okada and then joined up with the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Did you know they had part time members?
Yes. Like Haku.
Haku's on it? Oh yeah, King Haku's on it.
Yep.
You know what I miss from the WCW days? was NWO Japan. NWO Japan was the original Bullet Club.
They really were.
You know who was actually very big over there at the time, even though he was a fucking joke here, was NWO Sting. NWO Sting was a joke over here, but he was actually really over in Japan.
Dude, he was... I liked him. Well, who was that on the wrestler?
I don't even remember who it was, but I just remember, like, every single time there was, like, things going on in New Japan, that I'm like, oh my god, it's NWO Sting, and why is he such a big deal over here?
Who was in the NWO in Japan?
I know that Chono and Muto were. And Scott Norton, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and all of those guys are awesome.
Yeah, it was Jeff Farmer.
Oh, I'm not going to remember Jeff Farmer.
I was not going to remember Jeff Farmer either.
So, getting away from Bullet Club stuff and going back to... Okay.
Speaking of which, I forgot. This is... I'm talking about wrestling. The... Will Ospreay-Kota Ibushi match was brutal. And... I don't know if you saw that last... You didn't see it, right?
No.
But, like, he won, but, like, oof. He hit Ibushi with an elbow to, like, get the win.
Yeah.
And he legit knocked Ibushi out with the elbow. And Ibushi got a concussion, everything. Had to be carted out. Like, he was legit knocked out.
So, what you've seen so far from the pay-per-view, it was good?
Oh, or it was really good. I don't think there really... Honestly, there really wasn't
The only bad match was the Cody match.
Yeah, that was only because he was wrestling with a handicap.
What was his handicap?
Remember, he was injured. He was injured.
I understand that. I was just asking, what was it? You said he's injured. Was it rotator cuff or...
Like shoulder, right?
Shoulder injury?
Yeah.
It's like, alright. The best way I can describe it is what my friend said. Like, every other match on the card was basically like a New Japan match.
Yeah.
And Cody's match was a WWE match.
Okay, yeah.
Jericho versus Naito.
That was a really good match.
And that was a brutal match, too. You were talking about those the DDTs.
Oh, yeah, those spike DDTs on the tables. Like, they were really vicious. I don't know if it was because Naito was selling them great, but, like, they really looked like they hurt.
There was one spot where I was like, I don't think I've ever seen somebody take it so brutally, was the Jericho's springboard dropkick. Mm-hmm. Do you see the way that Naito took that? He literally dropped himself on his head on the apron.
Yeah.
Naito, I was like, what are you doing, dude?
Naito will make everything look painful.
It was like, oh my god, this guy's like, fuck you, Dolph Ziggler, I'll show you how it's done.
I love the callback Chris Jericho did with the Rock and Austin match, where he took the camera from the camera guy and started videotaping Naito on the floor and flipping him off.
The other part of the match was, what the hell was it? Oh, again, going back to Cyrus, Don Callis, where when Jericho had the Walls of Jericho on, and Cyrus was like, Lion Tamer! Oh wait, no, it's the Walls of Jericho! Because they are two different moves. So it's like, oh, this is the Boston Crab. This is the Lion Tamer.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's...
Yeah, that match was... And the... You know something? I mean, Omega versus Tanahashi, like, they... I think their match overall was better, but Jericho versus Naito had the best, like...
It was easily the show.
At the end of the ending stretch, that was awesome.
So, the referee is retiring.
Yes. And I made a mistake, I had to clarify. Despite his name, he is not the original Tiger Mask. He is just a referee that's been with the company for a very, very long time.
Okay. His name is Tiger.
Tiger Itori.
Why is his name Tiger Itori?
It just is.
Okay. So he wasn't like, his name was just Tiger, and everybody called him Tiger. Maybe he was a trainer, and he was like, and...
I guess.
I'm just being a smart ass.
He's
sorry.
Just the referee that's been with the company the longest. Mark. I think like 30 plus years he's been with the company.
Okay.
So what about the main event?
Oh, Omega versus Tanahashi. First off, Omega probably officially goes into like my top 10, maybe top 5 for like best wrestling entrance.
Oh, that entrance was awesome.
Like, I know you had to love it because you love Final Fantasy and the fucking Sephiroth gear he was wearing. But oh man, if you go back, I
have it on my DVR. I'm gonna watch it.
That was easily like probably one of my favorite entrances for anything this year. Well, yeah, this year.
That match though, I think Omega said to himself, he was like, if this is possibly my last Wrestle Kingdom, at least a while, I'm gonna make it count. So yeah,
like,
I mean, that was like a 35 to 40 minute war. There were a couple of spots in the match though, if you need to be a critic, where it was like, okay, even by New Japan standards, there's a bit of a stretch here, but it was still, that's nitpicking. It was a great match.
Yeah, I honestly can't, like, other than what you just said, I really can't give it any flaws. Like, from bell to bell, it was just like edge of your seat. Like, oh my god, like Omega might actually retain. Like,
and the part where Tanahashi hit where he tried to go for the splash and like crashed through a table, that reminded me of going back to TLC 3, I think, or one of them where Benoit, or no, it was one TLC match that was on SmackDown where Benoit went for a swan dive and like crashed through a table, commentator tables. And it was like all ribs.
Yeah,
I said, and that's exactly what it was. I said, how the hell, like, did he not just like crack some ribs there?
Tanahashi's like, is this his first IWGP title?
No, he's got the record for the amount held. Like, I think this is his like number 7 or 8, okay, or one of them. But that was one of the things that they were talking about, was the fact that like he's one of the guys have just. I mean,
he's Japanese John Cena.
I mean, if you look back at the history, they'll say that like when New Japan was going through their period where things were down, that he was one of the guys to actually bring it back up.
Really? So, like,
but yeah, then when Don Callis was like, he goes, "Oh, so much for your values and all that stuff," when he was like, "Oh my gosh, he's gonna put him through the table." No, he's not.
Don Callis made the commentary that night.
I heard he was great. Like, what I seen with the Ospreys part, dude, he was on point.
Oh, Callis is he's making a point of being one of the top commentators.
I think he is one of the top commentators. And the only thing that stinks about it all, that I will not see TNA for a long time. Impact, I'm sorry. Sucks. Somebody's gonna, since they left Comcast and went to a different world, I'm not gonna see TNA again.
Fuck Comcast.
Hey, I got Comcast because that's what they have in the house.
Yeah, but you said it was all because of the Philadelphia sports.
It is supposed to.
Oh, speaking of Philadelphia sports, we're gonna get away from Wrestle Kingdom and talk about something. So, we're over at the Chinese buffet, and for some reason, DB over here is the only guy in the world that goes, "Fuck Nick Foles." How are you going to like the Ricky Steamboat of like football? The guy is like, you can't not like him. Or you can't, you know what I'm talking
about. No, because I was a fan of his before he got traded. And then so everybody in the world's on his nuts now.
So you're a fucking football hipster. No, like, not really. I liked him before he was cool.
No, I thought he was going to be a great quarterback. I called that he was going to win the Super Bowl. And now everybody's on his nuts.
Yeah, so why do you dislike him now?
I don't dislike him. I just don't want to see. I don't see Wentz leaving a team that
he should be. He's not going to leave.
It's his contract here.
He's not going to leave. I mean, like, you know, everybody's. I mean, that's. And Foles realizes that he's not the future. So the big question is, are you going to let him go to a place that's going to use him as main guy? Or are you going to do the whole, like, oh, well, Wentz can be in for this part of the year. Then let's throw him in when the other guy gets injured. And you're like, well, what about the third string guy? Let's bring somebody from college. Like, you know, what about this guy? This guy's a future.
No, I do that troll. Like certain.
Stop trolling.
Certain Eagle fans, like, say we. I freaking hate them. We. You did not do shit. It's like me watching wrestling. Oh, we did this. Oh, no, I did not help Bubba Ray Dudley, get the table.
You know what I mean? Are you talking about?
No.
You're helping motivate Cody Rhodes when you say, fuck All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, maybe people will start watching it. I don't know.
You cannot contradict yourself.
I can do what I want.
No, you can't.
No, I want... See, my whole thing is, like, the reason why Cody's going to get over with this Elite is because of the freaking fanboys out there. The ICW order or IWC or whatever.
But that is professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is about the marks. We are all marks, whether we like to admit it or not.
I'm not ashamed to be a mark.
Here's the difference, okay?
Why is a mark such a bad
thing? No. You know what? A buddy and I were
talking.
I knew
a mark once.
We were talking about this the other day when Vince Russo said, you're a mark. It's the fact of, it's when you use a term in a derogatory sense, okay? Now, you know when somebody's using it to insult you, and that's when they're saying, you're a mark, you're a fucking idiot, instead of, you're a mark, you're a wrestling fan. That's the difference. So, you know, I mean, people can say, yeah, we are, but that's not what you're saying. If you're going to call me an idiot, just say so, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not calling you an idiot.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying when that term is used and people are like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's in the context of how it's used.
Dude, I've been a mark since 1979 when I was born.
Yes, you came out of the womb and you were like,
wrestling!
I fucking love wrestling.
Yes, I did. Dude, you want to go back in time? We can do that. See, we go, I love wrestling.
I bet you did, too. My God, this guy over here, he loves his wrestling. I thought I was a wrestling fan. Jesus, no.
Yeah, I have plans to go to wrestling shows this year.
Ooh,
like
wrestling.
All of them.
Oh, once again, you've had a week, so name the people on these flyers.
I already did name the people on those flyers.
I mean, okay, we can name, like, this person and this person, because everybody knows Joey Ryan. He's
everybody
a freaking dick
dude. Brian Cage. You got Joe Gacy right there. You got Strickland. Shane Strickland.
Okay, so what about this one?
That one, you got, I don't know the dude in the middle, but you got...
If you say Abdullah the Butcher,
how do you say you don't know the guy in the middle? He's the most prominent person. He's in the middle of the picture.
I don't care about him. I know Tommy Dreamer.
You have to care
because
about him.
Because I'm a fan of Tommy Dreamer.
Because he's a professional wrestler. You love wrestling.
But you're over here like, got the papers. You're like going like this. I can't read. See, you got Eddie Edwards. You got Chris. You got Sammy Callahan. Guys that I like. You got Matt Tremont. These are the people that
you
I
like
do with.
Matt Tremont.
Tremont, yes.
I like Matt Tremont. What is
did
he?
I say Tremont?
What was he, hippie?
I mean Tremont. I meant Tremont. Dude, because I'm getting pissed off. But, no, I don't know who... Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is.
Who am I looking at?
The one in the middle.
He looks like a drugged-out Adam Cole.
It looks like Luchasaurus fought his mask.
No, I thought it was like Trevor Lee or something.
And then we're talking shit and we find out, oh, that's the guy we're interviewing in 3 weeks.
No, I know the people that we're interviewing in 3 weeks. We're doing Grimm in February. I have it all written down on my phone that we got a list. But yes, I am going to wrestling shows because you told me get to know people, and I'm getting to know people.
Get to know people we already know, like Meanie.
I know. I'm talking to Meanie.
He's gonna be in talking to me now that the Eagles won.
Mm-hmm. So the Eagles won.
Yeah, they did.
By one point.
Yeah, because over here you were like, Foles, whatever, blah, blah. They're going to lose. And then we were all in shock. It was like, wait a second, they just won. Fuck your opinion, man.
I do that because in my...
Stop! Stop trolling.
Hold up. I'm trolling in my own mind that I'm like thinking like they're going to lose in my head. So I don't feel like if they do lose,
wait.
I don't have to be upset.
Wait. So you troll so hard that you're like, I troll so hard that I troll myself.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Is that weird?
I don't know what's in the Delco water, but lay off of it.
No, like I don't like, let's say, I want them to win. Don't get me wrong. But I'm in that mood that I really didn't want to see. Like, I didn't want to have that heartbreak. They lose. And then you have all them stupid Cowboy fans. Yes, Walker, I'm talking about you. Start crying about something in the beginning of the year.
Don't.
Beginning of the year, he goes, my team sucks.
I realize that. But we've been doing good with him. Let's keep it up.
It's okay. It's okay.
No. You're
talking? He'll call me up. Hey, that was good.
It's football playoffs. Do not trash talk anybody's team.
I'm not trash talking teams. I'm just trash talking
teams.
I'm trash talking the people that think they are fans.
That's even worse.
That like
just trash
talking
teams that aren't in the playoffs.
Yes, fuck those teams.
Oh, like Tim Mouse. Hey Tim, said your name.
Exactly.
So now he's gonna listen. And go. You said my name on the air. That's so awesome. The Steelers suck. Okay. But this is not a fucking football thing. Why are we talking about football?
What do you mean? It's not football and wrestling go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yes, but I am big on tuna now.
What?
Tuna.
Tuna? What are you talking about?
You don't know about the tuna?
No.
You know about the tuna, right?
I have no idea what you're
talking about.
The tuna.
Well, don't keep us waiting. Tell us what you're so excited about.
So the wrestler goes in her pants, pulls out a tampon, and puts it in another wrestler's mouth.
Oh, that big whole shit that they were like making a big fuss over on social media.
Yeah,
and like the and what's her name? It was like, look, it's not a big deal.
And her name, Patricia Kelly,
and everybody was like, oh, this was like, no, that was stupid. And the thing that you were mentioning was, why is that a big deal? But what Joey Ryan's doing is like hilarious. It is hilarious.
I think they both are. I cracked up both. I'm like, oh my gosh. First in my head, I'm like, ew, that's disgusting. I'm like, wait, that is freaking awesome. Because like Joey Ryan does it all the time, pulling out.
Well, here's the
TikToks.
Thing. It's just. Here's the thing. It's the same thing like when it was one of the women wrestlers. I forgot. I mean, this was a long time ago where they took like a really fucked up looking powerbomb into the corner or something like that, and everybody was like, "Oh, violence on women. This is ridiculous." And the person that actually took the powerbomb was like, "It's not a big deal."
Yeah, like, do you remember there was a lady named Mae Young that had a baby come out of her, name a hand?
Well, everything in that era was fucked up, as much as we might like it or not.
But people are getting offended by a lot of things, and I'm like,
oh, you know what? That's something that Bubba Ray needs to talk about on his podcast that would be funny to listen to, is his relationship with Mae Young. It's like, yes, how did you like working with Mae Young when you were powerbombing her through the tables, and she was begging for it? She was like, you better... Yeah, he did talk about that before. He loved it. He was like, dude... She was like, you better put me through that table.
Or you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah, exactly. She was talking to Bubba the way that Vince talks to people like Randy Orton when he goes, now when you kick me in the head, you better kick me like you're serious.
You gotta kick me. Use your hand in your pants first.
Vince is so fucked up. He's like, he's just like, how... The thing that people were throwing a fit about when he took the headbutt from Owens, regardless of whether the busted open part was like makeup job or not, was the fact that it was like, okay, Vince will allow himself to do this stuff, but this is a publicly traded company. They don't want to see that in their investment, the main guy in charge getting fucked up.
Didn't her words in that whole thing, she's like, who wants tuna or something like that? Or,
I don't remember. I didn't.
I watched the video once and I
know laughed. I know that you did. I didn't. I only saw a couple of messages on Twitter about it. I didn't actually like look it up.
But Sierra brought it up in the page and to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? It's something. It's shocking. It's something different.
No, it's gross.
How's it gross? It's
fucking gross.
How's it gross?
It's gross.
It's ketchup.
I don't care. It's gross.
But
let's talk about.
How do you know it's ketchup? First off,
she said it. She already admitted
that. she said it so people won't get even more offended.
Exactly.
But, like, no, I... Dude, Joey Ryan does the whole dick pop.
And, oh, don't even mention that with JCL.
I know.
Because he, it's not like he's turning around going, well, that was funny. No, he goes, no, that was gross. I almost gagged. I think I might have gagged. I just didn't realize it. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You hate that every single time we ever talk about it.
It's just...
Edge and Lita had pretend sex in the ring.
Well, that was funny.
No, they didn't. Her actual titty popped out. They were
They actually were getting naked under there, so that was.
Yeah, it's just
so like you've seen crazy shit,
but I ain't seen crazy shit like that.
Dude, women bleed. It happens.
I'm not saying they don't bleed.
I'm in the back going, she's a bleeder.
I'm not saying women don't bleed. I'm just saying you don't need a fucking spot. Like, first off, why? You haven't answered that question.
Because people
talk,
because people will talk about it on social media.
I'm just saying,
and whether it's negative or not, controversy creates cash.
Like, how do you, first off, you can't do something like that and then not win the match.
You're not looking it up, are you?
No.
What are you doing?
I doesn't.
You were.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
We got a bleeder. I had to do that. It's funny.
Okay, do you have a bigger issue with that, or do you have a bigger issue with the time that Steve Austin took a piss on Arne Anderson?
No. Bloody tampon is gross than piss.
What about the whole shit thing?
Shit, well, what?
Them wrestling and shit.
Oh, here's one for you. Here's one. Do you have a problem with the bloody tampon, or Tommy Dreamer drinking Taker spit?
Oh, do that dog.
Because the tampon was fake. Dreamer drank Taker spit for real.
Chewing tobacco.
Not only that, but you could tell the Taker was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I want your spit.
I mean, they're both equally gross. It doesn't matter to me if one's fake or not. Like, that's just fucking disgusting. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about other gross moments of wrestling.
How about anything with Sami Callihan and Pentagon?
Sammy spits in the hands when he gets ready to do a chop.
Because he's the king of spit style.
Yes. But, dude, like, we've seen... I fucking hate, like, people spit. It gets me.
What about the boogeyman with his worms? And that was just part of what he did on a regular basis.
That's up there, too. I still can't go back and watch that.
Come on, he's like a bird feeding worms to his baby. He's
I know, like... he's like...
No, I'm sorry. I legit threw up when he put them in Charmel's mouth.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Let's think about other things.
They're just triggers.
Let's think about other things that have scarred our minds. And this is wrestling, so it really shouldn't be that difficult.
I know. I don't know how far I can go past Boogeyman, because that shit was gross.
What about?
Oh, I know. When fucking Vince got sting-faced by Rikishi.
Rikishi sting-faced a lot of people.
Yeah, it's still gross.
Okay, this wasn't something that was shown.
It was just the one he did to Vince was just
dude,
really...
Dude, those wrestlers are shit. In their pants because they didn't have time to get back.
No. Here's one for you. And this was just part of a promo. It wasn't something they showed. Was when X-Pac mentioned the shit sandwich with Mark Henry.
All right.
It's like, I don't know what The Rock's cooking. It smells like shit, but I think I'll eat some anyway.
Dude, there's stuff. Okay.
It wasn't supposed to happen, but it's definitely one that makes me like cringe and just ugh. I can't go back and watch it. Vince breaking his leg. I mean, Sid breaking his leg.
Okay, that's injuries. That's different. But we're talking about spit or piss or...
Shit
or...
Or dicks,
tampon.
Or dicks getting chopped off.
Right? Ooh.
When Kane tased Shane McMahon's nuts.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Or what about Kane...
Or when Lesnar beat the shit out of Zach Gowen in front of his mom.
Oh my god. Or no, he pushed him down a flight of stairs.
After choking him out.
He was like,
if I choke you out, you won't feel it.
He's like, don't worry.
I'm making it easy on you.
You'll be out.
Ah! I'm making it easy on you.
Oh, and then the fucking... now I'm like replaying it in my head. The part where Brock was looking down going, ugh. He was laughing like a villain.
But our favorite person, Jim Cornette.
He's your, whose favorite?
Mine. He's not your favorite?
Cornette's awesome.
Cornette's awesome.
To an extent.
He went and said dick shit and this tampon shit is ruining the business. I don't think it's ruining the business.
Anything. What the fuck is he talking about?
He literally says that about anything that's not
professional.
NWA.
Professional wrestling is a carnival act. And people are going to watch it regardless. Like, the grosser it is, like, it doesn't matter.
Dude, one of these days, we're going to get the first transgender wrestler. And I hope you're not going to be like, ew, that's disgusting.
I don't want to be disgusting for that.
I mean, it would be like the time that Perry Saturn wrestled in a dress and he was like, yeah, I liked it. He didn't give a shit. As a matter of fact, you know what? Goldust, or Dustin wanted to, like, get some operation done to further his character. Yes. And they were like, that's a little too much. So he was open to the idea of doing it, and they were like, no.
But that's Dusty. That's Dustin. Dustin's the business, you know what I mean? He loves the business.
But you see, that's the
thing. He'll do whatever to make the business better.
But that's the thing. There's people that honestly wouldn't really care about that, but I think what you're trying to say is no, not a character, an actual transgender.
Yes.
That'll happen.
Yeah, it's going to. And
If it hasn't happened already and we just don't know about it.
It could be out there. We don't know. We haven't got the... boom.
But here's a question. How would that work for the matches? You see, that would be the problem. It's like... it'd be like an intergender match every single time. It'd be like... And then that's where the issue would come in. It's kind of like, you know what, this isn't even, like, trying to, like, create argument, but this is, like, whenever you have transgender athletes, and how, when you watch them, it's like, man, they are complete, like, you would see it in, like, the soccer events, or the, you know, whatever, any kind of events like that. It's like, man, they are totally whooping the ass of the women. I wonder why. You know?
I don't know. I wouldn't know where the whole trans world will put them, you know what I mean? But that's a good question. I don't know.
See, as far as in the United States, we still live in a very conservative country, and yeah, that would not fly. You know,
people are gonna get upset, people are gonna start crying. To me, If you want me to, I don't have any problems. Like, I really don't have any problems with anybody.
You don't have problems with people.
No, I really don't. Like, I might have problems with people, like assholes.
But those are people. There's a lot of assholes out there. There and you gotta account for them also. They're human beings too.
Yes,
they might just have a difference of opinion.
I do have a different opinion. You know where I'm at with the whole, I support people want to come out to be gay, straight, purple, green, blue, whatever. I'm supportive. You know what I mean? I'm happy for them.
But that's the thing, though, is that, like, somebody else on a video was talking about this when they had the whole GameStop incident, which half the people say that was just bullshit. The other half thought it was legitimate. Was the fact that, like, there was one person that says, I don't care. You can be whatever. They said this. I was like, you can't say it like this. It's going to piss people off. He said, I don't care what you are. You could be whatever you want to be, dude. It's like, see, you're already fucked up there. So.
Yeah, if my whole perspective is they want to be called she. The ones that want to be the male, they want to be called he's. So that's what they want
Well, here's a question. And this is falling back to politics. We already know what our...
Jesus Christ, here we go. No. Another rant about politics.
No. No, this is the thing, is that... So,
we have different opinions.
So, no, I'm not talking about our differences of opinions. That doesn't matter. I'm talking about your differences of opinions with people that you support in that aspect. It's like, well, I specifically support these things, even though I'm against this other thing that they're doing. Because our current cabinet is not about the transgenders. So are you just going to go, well, I'm just going to ignore that part you're going to get presidents where you're going to be able to pick out every single thing that you like about them and just say, well, fuck the rest, you know? And that's what I'm trying to say, is that a lot of people now are like, well, we're just going to not think about... And you know what? On the flip side, there are people that say, like, whenever we talk to Monty, he'll be like, well, what about these things that he's doing? It's like, yes, you're making a good point with that. And this is a good discussion, which we don't really get a lot of.
Yeah.
You know? So it's what outweighs what? What matters to you most? You know, and that's not specifically politics. That could be anything. I mean, you know, to get back into the wrestling aspect.
It's politics. Wrestling is politics.
We can talk about what matters as far as what you like to watch.
See.
You know?
Back to, what's her name again?
Priscilla.
Priscilla Kelly.
And sorry. All this stuff is leading back to the bloody tampon.
See, it was a shock value. We see it, like, somebody wrote something earlier today. I saw that somebody did it before. I don't know who it is. I would love to find out who it was, but don't know. But it's a shock value. It's like every time you get a shock value, yeah, it's cool. You know what I mean? Something different.
And in a way, that's my biggest problem with it, because it's just like, oh, they can do all this crazy fucked up stuff, but it's just wrestling, so it's a free pass. It's like, no, not really.
But that's why wrestling, specifically in the States, does not get taken seriously.
There's some guys out there that loves when their woman is on their...
There's guys that love the backyard death matches. That's besides the point. Like, you know?
But, like...
You're always gonna find somebody that likes something. It could be the most disgusting bullshit-ass thing in the world, and someone will be like, I totally love it. You know?
Dude, some people like feet. I think, ugh. You know what I mean? I don't want to look a foot. You know
some
I mean?
People like Becky Lynch. You don't like the way she talks.
I don't like the way she talks. I think she's sexy looking, but when she talks, she like freaks me out.
Well, guess what? It's all part of the package. You have to do.
I know.
Do you like Finn Balor?
Dude, I'm Irish.
So then you should like Becky Lynch.
I don't like her strong...
Actually speaks Irish.
I love that reply.
Gosh. But
what would you rather have Becky Lynch talk like? Or would you rather just have her go, you know what, don't talk at all. You need to have Paul Heyman.
I don't know, like I think her voice is too deep and I think it should be
her voice is too deep, so what? Do you transgender Becky Lynch.
Shut up.
I mean, she is the man.
I hate you right now. Stop. Hammer time.
Oh, speaking of Becky Lynch, so what do you think about all that stuff with that Road Warrior Animal? Do you think that's just all big work? Like, he's just doing it just to put her over?
I think he's doing it because he stuck in the 80s and 90s.
I think it's all just a big work. You know? Because... Becky is all about the, like, well, you know what, she's actually all around. Casual people love her, and IWC also, but, like,
and the
I think that part is specifically for the internet people, where it's like, oh, fuck Road Warrior Animal's opinions. Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking. It's like, well, he obviously does. He's been in the business for how long? Like, over 30 years?
But the thing that Road Warrior said... saying women shouldn't main event WrestleMania.
He didn't, like, this is what he was trying to come across. It was not the issue of where women's wrestling is at. It's the fact that men's wrestling is not where it should be.
True.
It was more of a, I mean, if you're talking, okay, this is legitimate, this is actually him speaking his mind and not some bullshit work, was that it was like, what are you guys doing? You know?
Correct.
I mean, at the same time, you could turn around basically. Because, like, the whole thing about... is that, going back to why they even did the Women's Revolution to start out with, and a lot of people be like, oh, it was AJ, or maybe some other people be like, well, it was going on in TNA or even before then. I still think it was Ronda Rousey. I believe that Vince and company looked at her and said... wow, women can be legitimate top draws for companies. And in UFC, a place is all about like male testosterone and all that shit. And she was one of the top draws at the time. Dude. They were looking at it going, we really need to invest some time into this.
But WWE was too late because some other company called Impact did it first with the knockouts.
It doesn't fucking matter what they did. Because once again, we're going back to what you were talking about where you said the big company, the New York Yankees of wrestling, are still WWE. And until they do, they, other places can do the shit and, like, you know...
If it didn't happen, WWE never happened.
I mean...
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying, like, personally, like, you know, when people say, like, oh, this happened here for... Well, yes, it did. You know, it's like I thought that the Knockouts division was the original Women's Revolution as far as, like... Gail Kim and Awesome Kong is still one of my favorite feuds ever.
Awesome Kong was amazing.
Like, that feud was TNA. That was, like, their top storyline at the time.
You got the Beautiful People. They were awesome together. You know what I mean?
What the hell was up with What's-Her-Face at the last show? I think you were mentioning. You were like, man, she has not aged well. Which one was it?
Fuck.
I think it was Angelina Love or something.
Yeah.
It was like, what the hell is up with her? Like,
yeah, like, she looked like a fucking spray tan poodle.
Spray
Like, for real, like...
Velvet Sky still looks...
Why is Velvet Sky?
She's yummy.
Yeah, she's yummy.
Bubba, don't break up with her.
And then we had, of course, we had JCO who was like, Gail Kim. And then we were all like, what about Kelly Kelly? And you were like, Kelly Kelly will understand.
And then he got upset with me because I was talking to Gail Kim. Because
you're fucking trolling. You made a point of telling him every single time. I was talking to Gail Kim. Walk away. 5 minutes later, I was talking to Gail Kim. Get pissed at me, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing it afterwards, but he got upset when I started doing it.
You're just a natural troll. You do it just because. If he didn't say shit about that, you would have been like, eh.
No, when I started talking to her was because chat. Chad was.
I know because it Chad was like, oh, I can't talk to her because she's so hot, and she and you were like, oh, people are afraid of you because you're so hot, like you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, And then of course all of our attention got averted when like Big Cass had his seizure, and you were talking about the whole filming thing that you wanted to mention on the interview. Okay, yeah. So here's a question going back to that. I mean, we talked about that already, but. So,
we talked with Frankie.
Yeah, but this was the thing, was that you were asking, you said, do you have a problem with it? And it's like, I'm kind of split on that. Yes and no. Yes, because you really shouldn't do that. You shouldn't record people in that sort of scenario. I mean, specifically to put it up on YouTube, which one people did was like, you're doing this to get hits. You're using somebody having a seizure to get fucking hits. You need to be thrown off a fucking cliff. But it's the fact that it's in people's nature to want to see shit like that. It's like the whole NASCAR race thing. It's like, I don't watch for the NASCAR racing. I watch for the accidents.
That's crazy.
It's in nature to want to see fucked up shit.
Like, you want to watch, let's throw a cat in front of a Mack truck.
I won't want to watch that.
I don't
want
to watch that either.
Cry. Like, but... That's why people... And then you get the ones that watch...
The Hunting Show.
No, you know what? I can't even say that. I don't know. I mean, I want to jump in the mindset of the person who watches professional wrestling specifically. Because you know they're out there somewhere. We don't know any of them.
Watch for, like, the injuries and stuff?
I watch wrestling to see if anybody's going to die in the ring.
Oh, somebody's going to break their neck.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? We're reverting back. It's in people's nature to see it. No, I won't want to see that.
I don't want to see, dude. I turn every time I see the like you said earlier.
Whenever you see
Sid,
a Sid accident,
and I just turn like
yeah,
I like the one
Cowboys player the other day.
You know one. You know one that I did watch though, where I was like, why am I replaying this over and over again? So fucked up. Is when Buff Bagwell's neck injury.
Ugh.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Because I remember watching that going, how the hell did that happen? Like, I mean, and then watching it over and over again, I was like, oh, man, did you just see the way his...
I'm watching a movie, and, like, it's a fight scene and all, and you see him break the person's arm. I'm like, ah! Like, I'm
I felt it. When you see, like, the bone snap in half.
Yeah, and you're like, ah! And I'm like, knowing it's fake and all, that really didn't happen, but I still go, ah! And it's like, ah!
I think the one time during a movie where I was like, okay, I can watch this over and over again just because of how absurd it is, are the Saw deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the one that I watched where, like, for some reason, I'm like, I know I shouldn't be laughing, but this is fucking hilarious, was, the Ice Cube smash.
Okay.
Because if you watch that one, you're just like, pause it right before the guy has his head smashed, and you just see him like this, like...
We have to do a, what's that new movie that came out that everybody's talking
escape
about?
Escape Room.
Escape Room? We have to do Escape Room.
I hate those fucking things.
You did one of them?
No.
Yeah, I've done one.
No,
did you get out?
Yes.
No, I think it's fucking stupid. Ooh, is this an escape room? We're so edgy. Like, you know?
I just want to do one and see if we can beat it.
If I'm going to go out and have fun, I'm just going to go to Main Event and play Mario Kart. Because Mario Kart at the arcades is the shit.
Yeah, it's true. We can play Mario Kart right now. Do. We'll just go pick call chat up and get my
N64. No, we're gonna play 2K19.
We have to go to Main Event on one of the nights where they have the 1999 all you can play.
Oh really?
Yeah, and just play Mario Kart the entire time. Be like, are you gonna get off the machine?
No,
you should have been here first, asshole.
We have to bowl too if we do.
I don't really care about the bowling alley itself. I think the lights and everything is like a distraction. I'm like, I want to play bowling to bowl, not to be like.
Yeah, he got upset with me. Like he thought, like it was my first time ever doing it.
No, I guess
bullshit.
Yeah, like we have to call bullshit because like you're getting strike after strike after strike.
It doesn't look that hard.
Bowling is not that hard.
Like you roll the ball.
Dude. Anybody who first plays always gets owned by the bowling ball. And you were just like, what the hell did we say? You were like, I played Wii bowling. It's like, see? You know what you're doing then.
Like, I got the concept of throwing it. You know what I mean? Trying to hit the goddamn pins. And I watched Fred Flintstone do it in a cartoon.
You're not talking about Fred Flintstone. What about Married with Children?
Oh, yeah. But no, that was the first time I ever bowled.
I don't believe that somebody in their late 30s that lives in Delaware County area, that's the first time they ever bowled. You've never been to a place like Chichester Lanes or anything like that? You're just like, no, I never thought about that.
I never thought about bowling.
Why? Because you're too busy watching wrestling.
No, you know why? Because I didn't understand it.
And you literally just said
it's the most simplest thing.
It's so simple. That's I didn't know why it's a sport.
It's so simple that a caveman can do it.
Yes.
Oh my
no,
god.
Like, it was so simple in a way, like, wow, you roll the ball.
So you're a prodigy. So that's gonna be your future. You're like, man, it's gonna be like when you Uber.
So
I'm gonna be
what's that freaking movie with Bill Murray?
Groundhog Day.
No, the bowling one. Shit, I know this too. And with Woody Allen.
I don't know.
Not Woody Allen. I mean Woody Harrison, and he loses his hand. He bowls.
Oh, Kingpin.
Kingpin. Thank you.
That fucking movie.
Dude, I'll be like that dude they found.
No, that's gonna be your slogan with everything. It's like whenever you're Ubering, and I say, "How do you do it?" You're like, "I just drive.
I just drive, man."
It's like, how do you do so well in bowling? I just throw the ball down the lane. Like,
but that's why you guys didn't get it. And then Walker called Joe, because Joe always goes out and bowls. Has Dave ever? And he goes, no. I never went out bowling. Dude, like, I didn't do a lot of things. I only been to one ECW show growing up. Because I was always busy working. Because I thought working is what you had to do to make money.
But you made a point of catching every single WWE pay-per-view for the last 20 years.
I haven't missed a pay-per-view since. I always took off Sundays.
Do you think that if you miss a WWE pay-per-view, that your brain is going to blow up? And you're going to be like, oh my God, it happened. Boom!
No, like...
I don't know, man. Like, you are very, very adamant about that. It's too, like... It's like, I can't cheat wrestling. I can't cheat Vince McMahon. It could be... This was the argument that I had, was the fact that I said, you will go out of your way to watch, like, a fucking WWE pay-per-view that nobody even has any interest in. It's not even one of the big four or five. It's, like, a random one.
Like, Fastlane.
But you won't... But, like, the next TakeOver, that's got some really good matches on the card, you'll be like, I'll catch the replay for that.
Yeah, because I was working in
that. Oh, my... You don't have to worry about that now. You're just Ubering. You can watch TakeOver.
You can literally do the opposite and be fine.
You can watch TakeOver on the network.
And yeah, then catch the recap of Fastlane or whatever.
I did that sometimes.
Oh, God.
No, here's me. Why I support WWE like that is because when...
I know. You've mentioned it before.
What?
You're mentioning the story about why you even started liking wrestling to start out with. And it just kind of stuck with you over the years.
No, it wasn't, like, stuck. I got stuck a long time ago when my godfather gave me toys and I watched wrestling a little bit. I fell in love with it. But it was there for me when my mom had cancer.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you don't owe it to Vince McMahon to watch every single show.
I enjoy it.
You know, I mean, it's not like, okay, I've caught like 3,000 pay-per-views. Do I get a single visit from John Cena?
No, it's like the biggest, longest thing. I haven't missed a WWE pay-per-view. Live.
You technically are, because TakeOvers are live WWE events.
No, it's NXT.
It's WWE.
Is the word WWE in the name? Is the WWE logo in the logo?
Oh my gosh, shut up.
Then it's a WWE event.
Yes. Like, I haven't watched a main roster WWE pay-per-view.
You're still missing a live WWE event.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
Did you watch December to Dismember? You probably did. What the hell is wrong with you?
That was a horrible pay-per-view.
Yeah, so you watched that live.
Yes.
But you can't watch, like, any of the TakeOvers. All the TakeOvers fucking obliterate.
I watched every single WCW pay-per-view, too, before they closed.
Oh, God. And that was horrible.
It was. I watched every ECW pay-per-view, too.
What the...
I had people come over. We watched certain ones. Every week was a different pay-per-view.
It was a shock because we had a big discussion about this at the time when you quote-unquote joked that you were going to Uber instead of watching All In. And we gave you so much shit about that. And you were like, I'm just kidding. I'm like, I don't think you were, but now you feel obligated because... And All In was a good show. And yes, you fucking loved it. And yes, you would have been so pissed if you didn't catch it live.
Oh, dude, I'm pissed off I didn't catch New Japan live. I watched Wrestling Kingdom from 13.
You watched Wrestling Kingdom?
Wrestling Kingdom, yes.
Okay.
Wrestle Kingdom. Dude, I would love to watch all Ring of Honor pay-per-views live. But I don't have time to do that. I had to make the money.
There was literally a show for Ring of Honor not too long ago.
I know.
In Philly.
Didn't get back to me. Are you going to get tickets? I don't know.
Why did you have to ask me if you're
going to get tickets? Because I'm not
going to go on your own.
No, it's kind of boring when you go alone. It is. It really is. It's kind of boring to go up there by yourself. And
if I'm going to be tortured, I want to be tortured with my friends.
That's why I invite, like, I'm going to these wrestling shows just to do my thing and talk to wrestlers and try to get them to do
your thing. We don't know what your thing is. Man, this feels like a roasting tonight. Like,
I know you roasting JBL. So
JBL?
I mean JCL.
Did it look like John Cena to you?
Oh, God. No, it was...
I called him...
Here's a question for you. And this is not a roast. This is a legitimate question. We go to the House of Hardcore shows.
Yeah.
And the ticket that you have will specifically be the one where you can be like, oh, I want to give you a high five. But almost all the matches when it started, you're nowhere to be seen. Where the hell are you? Are you like waiting for like guys to go into the bathroom and go, oh dude, I want to talk to you.
Like for real.
No, it was with
I was almost half tempted to take your scene to start floating with that one chick that was in front of me.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
No. It was that girl was weird. That chick was awesome. It was Teddy Hart's entrance. I said, the biggest Teddy Hart mark in the world is not watching this right now.
I was watching.
Not from your seat.
No, because I fucking hate metal chairs.
So
we didn't have metal chairs. We had cushiony ones.
So you wanted to go to a wrestling show with your friends and stand all the way away from
by the door.
Like
literally, all of us are on our seats watching the match, and you're by the door.
You're waiting for Sammy to run by with his case of beer, which I think he were you there when he did that? Because there was a video of him, like, during that entrance or whatever day he did. The person's recording Sammy, and he's just like, he's got the case of beer. He's like, come on. Hold on. I said, this dude is like, how old? Can he even run anymore? Like,
it's so funny because, like, the whole time, was it before the women match? And then it was Teddy Hart's match.
I think.
I was standing next to your buddy, Gail Kemp. And we were talking about the match. So, yeah, I was near the entrance. And D-Lo came over and I talked to him too.
You know what you need to do? You need to say that you're a huge fan of some random person that you completely...
I already know what I'm going to do. The next wrestling show we go to, if he's there, I'm going to purposely hog and chat up Austin Aries.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'll be happy to have an Austin Aries fan with me.
Oh no, I can stomach it down and pretend to be a fan, but like,
Yeah,
I'm just.
I'll be over there. If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna go over there and go, yo, he doesn't like you at all. He thinks you suck. He said all vegans eat crap, and then I'll walk away.
I'll be, okay.
He doesn't like you. He's just doing it to piss me off, Austin. Just
say I don't know him.
His name is Jermack. I know him very well. He's on my podcast. See this? I have pictures of us in there.
You have a picture of me.
Yeah, we have a picture.
I'm just gonna say no. That's I don't know what he's talking about. First off, my name's not Jamag. It's Chris.
Hey, I got an episode you can listen to right now. He said all this.
My voice sounds different over the radio than it does in real life. Plus, I just use my black voice.
Okay, I need to hear your black voice now.
Come on.
No.
So what is bullshit. This? Is this your extremely Caucasian JCO voice?
Yep.
Okay, so what's your black voice? I want to hear.
I've been around black people before.
Oh my god.
That's some bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Every black person has that.
It's like saying all white people have their thing.
Metro just took your chair. Let it out. Get pissed at her.
I should take my chair. I'm sitting in it.
Take the chair.
Literally, you got up to just tell the cat.
For those of you that don't know what's going on, Fran is literally standing above his cat and yelling at it.
You know what? This is just for you.
What the hell are you doing that for? It's like, here's a book. Run away. What are you going to do to me? Are you going to hit me with it? So,
I love that. You're going to advertise that, then you're not going to let it out. It's bullshit.
That's
true. So, I got a white voice. You want to hear psychology. It?
But you're not a heel. You're a tweener.
Okay. I'm being heelish today.
You're not a heel.
I can be.
No, you never will be.
Yeah, I can.
No, he has been a couple of times. I remember a couple episodes where I was like, man, you're sure being a heel tonight.
Dude, okay, next time I'm going to bring Walker over here and see it.
Okay, like...
See, that's not going to be him playing a heel. Then he's going to be like, no, I really am pissed.
Yeah.
Hi.
What?
Like, you said you have to be around black people and bring Walker.
Walker doesn't count.
Why doesn't he count?
Are we really going to get into this? Let's talk about other people. Let's talk about George.
Oh, George.
That's worse.
You can have him.
No, I'm good. He's your friend. You've known him.
Oh gosh.
Can we? No, we're not gonna. No, we're not.
We'll get lucky and Uber him again.
that is a funny story.
I don't know if you're number one or number 11.
I think he's number 11. Oh, tell us this Uber story.
No, I'm not going to get into that. We're going to talk about the league.
Oh, the league. Oh, I haven't started it.
Well, get on it.
Well, it's not WrestleMania, so it's not over.
No, it's every year. It starts from the beginning of the year.
But you haven't...
The last pay-per-view was the last one.
Yeah.
It's the from so, NXT to
so
then...
the big WWE mark goes by a different schedule than WrestleMania to WrestleMania. That is so Dave of you.
Oh, thank you.
That is, yeah, that is
very... I do from Royal Rumble to...
And we talk about this every year.
I know. It's crazy because I started
it's like,
it.
Like, I can't change it now. Yes, you can.
I started it at the beginning of the year. The first year. So every year I make it a new year. And James Boyce won that. And James said he's taking the lead next year.
All right. I mean, good luck to him. I don't feel like being super invested in it this year to try and maintain a top five spot.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Just do what I normally do and copy Chad Beverly's answers.
He didn't play yet.
He will.
Well, yep, he's not allowed to do that.
How would they honestly know? Just because I don't copy and paste doesn't mean I'm not copying it.
Yeah, you can
copy
like,
and paste yours and be like, but I don't like this one answer. See, I didn't technically copy paste.
That's literally everyone that does this does. Like, let's just be real. It's mostly because they just don't have time to type in everything all at once. Because
we need to make survey answers or whatever. So.
Yeah, we should do that. You're like, damn, what did I do? Can you do that in a whole post?
We can figure something out. You're the guy with the league. You and Weiss, main guys. So.
Yeah. I haven't had a chat with Weiss yet, so we have.
I'm just the podcasting guy who can't even be on top of uploading every episode. So.
And we have a guy on Facebook.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He just doesn't do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything. He's George.
Yeah, and I asked him to leave, and he said no. So we might be getting a new page. With a new name. And we're going to be called the Brody Cup.
No, we're going to be called Legit Ramen.
Legit Ramen.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Legit Ramen.
No, the Legit Ramen Podcast.
Legit Ramen Podcast. We should just do an all podcast and just have it under.
Why? God.
And we could talk about everything.
You're like, you know what I want to do? No, because you like to talk about wrestling.
I like to talk other things. You know, I love movies.
I know you do.
You know, I love Netflix. You know, I love...
What's your favorite Netflix show?
What's my favorite Netflix show? It's Daredevil.
What's your Netflix flow?
It's Daredevil. I love Daredevil.
Wait, that's going to be a screen name. Netflix flow.
Yeah, Netflix flow. No, I like that. Favorite DC show on a DC app is... Titans, and I love Titans, and it was awesome. Who else? Hulu, I really don't... I have it, I don't watch it.
What about Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime, I really do like Jack Ryan. Is there anything else out there?
No, we got some plugs to go through.
We got Dan Sykes 10 count.
And Josh's...
Five takes.
Has he even done any in a while?
I haven't seen him do anything.
I think he's on a vacation.
I think he's in the football vacation.
Josh, do your five takes. He probably did one and we just haven't read it yet, so.
Yeah.
But when he does post them, and we're actually following, they are good reads.
They are good reads. And we had to say JCL's commentating.
What?
Hmm? Oh, you don't have anything?
Oh. Shout outs to the Wrestle Cave and Mark Out Club.
Oh, look at that.
Also, Behind the Curtain. That's another one I'm following now, apparently.
Nice.
And double truck.
Are you cool guys who love wrestling?
We miss you, Monty.
Yeah.
I got a question. Do you like that group called Inscory?
You mean the group that we're in?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're all right.
The group that we're literally talking about right now?
Yes.
The group that had a podcast that we're all literally on as we speak?
Yeah. You going to do a call out for that?
Yeah. You know who else?
I lost interest when JCL left the show.
Cult of Kayfabe.
Why did you leave the show?
Cult of Kayfabe.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't like them.
Why not?
But we say this every week.
No, we don't. What are you talking about? Because there's new listeners every week.
I don't like them because they are so crybabies. Because if you say something they don't like, they kick you out of the group.
You see, but the first ban, yes, we can agree with that. But then you got banned again.
Because, dude, I thought they were making fun of All In. I thought All In was awesome. And I was stepping up for All In.
But what exactly did you say?
They're freaking snowflakes.
Okay, moving along. We also got
But I always say snowflakes. Have you seen me say snowflakes a lot every time on the show? Stupid snowflakes.
There we go. Let's see. We also got who else?
Pro Wrestling Talk 24/7. You guys have some good articles sometimes too.
Yeah. I love it.
Shout out to Frankie, who's been tagging us in his Twitter.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Frankie.
What's Frankie's Twitter again? Like, can you pull it up real quick?
Yeah, okay. Dude, like, I wish you had this stuff written down.
I'm so sorry. I'm not on top of that.
I'll get everything written down.
I'll work on that.
His Twitter is Frankie Picard.
Well, there you go. See? An easy one. Who's he been calling out on Twitter?
He's Nick Gage.
Yeah.
He's telling Nick Gage he's a piece of shit. Come on, step up and wrestle. He's ready for you. He wants to stab you in the neck.
You know what? We need to interview him. Wasn't he the one that had the match with David Arquette?
Yes.
Oh, we totally have to talk to him about that.
What the hell was
that? Say Frankie. Get us a little Nick Cage.
I'll ask him if we can get Frank Cage. Can we get Frankie and Gage on at the same time?
That ain't gonna happen.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think they'll, Oh, I see the wheels in your head going.
Frankie, we're talking to you, buddy.
Anybody else?
Oh, yes, there is a podcast that I follow, and I don't know why I can't think of the name of it. Oh, yeah, it's Smart Mark Alley Discussion Group on their podcast. They're cool, really great guys. I met them in Icons. Do you really? I was talking. Thank you.
I do have another shout out. One more. Me and Gene Okerlund.
Rest in peace.
Oh, I was sad.
Mean! Woo! By God! Gene! Rest in peace.
Wow.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene.
I was upset about that. I'm going to miss him.
That's our bad. That is definitely a big one. And speaking of which, so people were talking about this, and not trying to use me and Gene's death as a topic, but it is a topic. Is
Hogan coming back?
So some people there was a discussion on that, because a lot of people were like, "Oh, they're just using it as a way of getting him back in," but then others were like, Hogan and Mean Gene are synonymous. I mean, the only other person that comes to mind will be like Ric Flair.
Or Randy Savage.
He's coming back too.
Yeah.
Or Randy Savage.
So this really is
Piper.
It's both though, really, if you think about it. Because yeah, Kim and Mean Gene are synonymous with each other. But at the same time, it's low key an opportunity to get him back on TV.
But what about the whole thing of Crown Jewel, where they were like, okay, you can be out here as a favor. Oh, my back? No. No, you're gone again, so.
It's probably going to be the same thing. I doubt, like, what else do they need him back on TV for?
But everybody has mistakes. Just let him do his thing. Bring him back when they need to. Because he's big names.
Just let him do his thing. Yeah, just let him be racist.
Dude, there's a lot of people racist. Dude, a lot of people on freaking pages are racist. And I see it on a lot of them. And I don't say shit. Because it's none of my fucking business. Let them be racist. So I walk away.
Yes.
But I'm not going to...
Be happy. Be racist.
Well, you know something. Everybody in this goddamn world is racist.
I'm not racist.
Bullcrap. Tell me you didn't say anything mean to somebody one time.
There's a difference between
calling someone a stupid asshole and calling someone something racist.
You never called anybody racist. Or said anything racist. Or... I think it's bullshit.
Nope.
Like, the Indian people in this area, it's not racist comments.
That there's a lot of them here? No, that's not racist. That's a fact.
It's still racist because you're saying...
It's not racist.
Yeah, it is. You're putting out a stereotype.
It's not... How is it a stereotype?
Because you're saying, oh, it's India.
That's you.
You just said that.
Now I did on the air, yes.
There you go. But it's okay, right?
It's okay. It's racist. Everybody's racist somewhere. I'm just kidding. Not everybody. Such ACL over here.
Yep.
He's never going to be racist.
Ever.
Ever.
Glad we're on the same page.
Oh, man. Let's not dig this hole any deeper. Yeah. That's it for this week, I guess. You know? Wrestle Kingdom. Yay, that was good.
What you gonna do, brother?
Omega's... possible signing somewhere.
I think he's going. Do you think he's going to go to WWE?
Probably.
If you're a wrestling fan growing up and you watch.
Well, okay, so the quick thing is that I think that they would try to lock him down, and I think the big contract negotiation will be him saying, can I get something similar to Styles as far as.
I've actually saw that they said that they're going to give him basically like a three-four year deal, which amounts to about 24 mil. He gets creative control and a title run.
Oh. I would be all for it.
At the same time, though, I would like for him to go to AEW just to, because, like, they do need a big name.
I understand why.
But their biggest name is going to be...
Cody Rhodes.
No, their biggest name is their brand.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
But you can make big stars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ring of Honor made Jay Lethal. He was in TNA for a long time. He was just a mid-card guy. When he went to Ring of Honor, he became mainstream.
He was just a mid-card guy. One of the biggest moments in TNA was the woo-off.
Yeah, that was awesome. And his Macho Man stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't get world titles opportunity.
I only want to see, like, I want to see Omega in WWE for two reasons.
He can say he did a WrestleMania.
AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
What about Seth Rollins? I would like to see that. If Seth Rollins doesn't kick somebody in the head.
I'd rather see his career. Styles and Bryan first. Those are like the two big ones.
Yeah.
And if I have to pick one first, even though most people probably say Styles, I'd want to see him go against Bryan. I want to see him go against current gimmick Bryan. Because he is fucking awesome right now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
What about Albus? I would like to see him wrestle him, too.
Almas?
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's, like... You see, this is going to lead into a completely different subject. There's, like, so many matchups that he can have that I think he's obviously keeping that in mind. But we'll talk about that next week. Because, I mean, it's... If it happens, we're going to find out at the Rumble. Like, that's going to be the big thing. Like, you sure? You know, they're going to want him to come out at the Rumble.
You sure? Because I thought his contract ended... after the Rumble.
I'm pretty sure that his contract was kind of similar to around the time that AJ's contract was up with New Japan. Although, now you're going to look it up. So. It doesn't matter, because regardless, we're going to find out soon. If he's going to do something, it's going to be very soon. So, okay, so that's it for this week. Got anything else? You? No? Okay.
I'm DB Richards. Next week, we'll have Brian Socia. Yay.
I'm JCL, and hopefully I won't be dead tired from buffet.
And this is Frank. Yeah. All right, see ya. Whee!